The Moshe ben Chaim of Halevi, Rabbi Shaivan ben Ashkenazi Tzad Cohen, from the Gold of Aschaim Uri, Bella Bas Wolf Lev, Aaron ben Chanaber, Shadafaibo ben Dov, Rachmiel ben Avram. We begin Mishnah, top of Chaf Zayin Amid Aleph. So Mishnah says, Hamevi get, if Oved Hamenu, if someone is a Shliach to bring a get, and he loses the get along the way. Matzola altar, if he finds it immediately after losing it, kosher, he can still take it and use it to deliver it to the woman. Bimlav, if he does not find it immediately, pasul, then the get is pasul. The Mishnah says, if a shliach bringing a get to deliver it loses it and doesn't find it until after an extended period of time, he can no longer take the get and use it. And Rashi explains the concern is that maybe the get you found is not the get that you lost. Maybe someone else with the same name and who has a wife with the same name as your wife had a get written up and his get was lost and you found his get. So if a long period of time passes from when you lost your get and then you find a get that looks like yours, you can't be totally sure it's yours, you can't use it. However, the Mishnah says, Matso b'chafisa o b'dluskema, if you find the get that you lost in the container which you had kept it in, and you have, Rashi says, indications, simanim, that this is your container, in fact, or in makiro, if you recognize the get itself, so that in either of these two scenarios, there's no question or concern that this is somebody else's get, it's clearly your get that you've lost and found, then kosher, then you can take the get and deliver it to the woman intended to get it as you initially had planned. But this is the Mishnah. Now, essentially, what we're going to do now in the Gemara is going to ask a stira between our Mishnah and a Mishnah and then a Braisa in Bav Metzia. The Gemara is going to present resolutions to the stira and the contradiction that we're going to pose. So the Gemara begins by saying as follows. Hermin will ask your stira. The Mishnah says in Bav Metzia, Matzah Gitei Nashim, if somebody finds a get intended for a woman, B'Shechruy Avadim, or Ashtar Shechur, intended for an Eved Kenani, Daisiki, or if somebody finds a document detailing the instructions of a Shechimra, of someone who is sick and is dying, of how he wants his properties to be distributed, or Matanos, he finds a Shtar Matana, or Vishovin, he finds a receipt indicating payment was made on money owed. In all these cases, says the Mishnah of Metzia, Harezeh lo yachzer, you can't give the get that you find, for example, back to either of the two parties. You can't give it to the husband, nor can you give it to the wife. Because you don't know, was the get already delivered to the wife? In which case, she was planning on using it to collect her ksuba, and now you give it to the husband, and now she can't collect her ksuba anymore? And she can't prove that she's divorced? Or was the get not yet delivered to the wife? And therefore you can't give it to the wife because maybe the husband changed his mind. Maybe he wasn't going to give it to her altogether. You don't know who was the one who dropped it. So you can't give back to either party. Shani Omer, because I can say, says the Mishnah, Ksuvin Hayu, Vinim Lachalein, Shlolitnan. Maybe, yes, the fellow wrote the get to give his wife, but maybe he changed his mind and decided not to give it. And now he dropped it. So you're going to give it to the wife. Maybe he didn't want her to be divorced. And by you giving it to her, she's going to pull it out as proof that she was divorced. So that's the Mishnah of Metzia. So the Gemara asks the following question. Ha'amar tenu, but let's say all are in agreement as to which party should be the one in receipt of this document. No sin. Apparently it sounds like if the husband agrees that I wrote the get and I want to give it to her, so then give it to her. We're not worried, apparently, that it's someone else's get. Vafil is man maruba. And it seems like from that Mishnah, no matter how much time has passed, the time the get was lost until it was found, the only concern the Mishnah has seems to be maybe the husband wrote it but changed his mind and doesn't want to give it to her. But if all are in agreement as to who should receive the get, whether Shtar Shechur or the Shtar Matana, Apparently then, you can give it to the intended recipient. And we're not worried that it's somebody else's get, or someone else's shtar shichur. No matter how much time seems to have passed from when you lost the get. That's a steer to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can only give the get to the woman if you find it right away after you lost it. This Mishnah Bava Metzia seems to say that as long as both parties are in agreement as to who the get should be given to, then there's no concern no matter how much time has passed from the time the get was lost.
Meaning the guy who found it talks to the wife and talks to the husband?
Right.
And say, oh yeah, I meant to give it to you. And they know about it.
So how do you deal with the stira? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba. Rabba answers the stira as follows. Lokash Tanastira. Kan b'makom shashayaras mitzuyos. In our Mishnah in Gittin, where we are concerned that if a long period of time passed from the time you lost it till the time you found it, maybe it's not your get, it's someone else's get. That's when it's in a location where there are frequent travelers coming by. Then I'm worried. Maybe someone who came by dropped it, and it's not my get. Whereas Kan, the Mishnah above Metzia, which has no such concerns, is b'makom she'en asheras mitzuyos. You lost again and found again in a place where there's not really that many people traveling by. It's off to a side street somewhere. It's not a busy road. It's not a busy thoroughfare. So the chances that someone else came by and dropped this get, and that's not really your get, are not really such strong possibilities. And therefore, even if a long period of time has passed from when you lost it till you find it, we're not worried about the possibility that somebody else's get.
Who's worried about
Halacha, Chazal.
I don't understand. They're worried about what? Somebody lost it. What's the difference?
No, it sounds like this. The Mishnah is worried, say our Mishnah, for example. Yeah. If I drop my get on Main Street, and then a long period of time passes, I finally find my get on Main Street. Mm-hmm. So our Mishnah says, you can't take the get and deliver it to the intended woman that it was written for. Who says that this woman's husband wrote that get? So what do you mean? It's got his name, it's got her name. Yeah, but maybe someone else who has the same name and his wife has the same name, maybe he wrote it for his wife. And the get that you found that you think is what your get is what somebody else's get. And then you can't give it to the woman that you want to give it to because it's not written for her. So in the case of Mishnah, it's the case of a shliach, right? Shliach is appointed to deliver a get to a certain woman. He drops the get and finds it days later. Well, who told you this is the get that the husband gave you to give his wife? Maybe it's a get that was written by some other husband for his wife. You can't use it. That's the concern. Okay, so Gemara now has just quoted Rabba's explanation for the apparent stira between the Mishnah in Bava Metzia and the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin. The stira was, if a shliach who's delivering a get loses it and finds it only after a long period of time, can he assume that this is the get that he lost and he can continue on his mission to deliver it? Or do we say, no, a long period of time has passed. Maybe it's someone else's get with the same name and you cannot use it. Opposite, it all depends. If you're in a place where people are frequently traveling by, then you are worried it's somebody else's get. You can't use it. If you're on a side street, you know, one-way, dead end, it's not really frequently traveled, so then the chance that this is somebody else's get are not really very strong, and you can assume this is your get that you lost, you found it, you can give it to the wife that you were supposed to give it to.
I forgot that it says Hamevi get. It's a shliach we're talking about.
Yes.
That's who dropped it. Okay.
Correct. Right.
I get it. Okay.
So, Gemara then adds to Rabba's distinction as follows. V'hu, v'afilu b'makom shashiyos mitzuyos, even in a place where there are frequent travelers, and Rabba said we're worried that maybe this get was not the one that you were given, but somebody else's get, even then, says the Gemara, even then, we're only concerned that it's someone else's get by the same name. If you know that there is someone else in this town by the same name, in other words, you know that there's not just one Yosef ben Shimon who gave you the get to give to his wife. You know there's another guy by the name of Yosef ben Shimon, and maybe that's why we're worried that this get is somebody else's get. And the Gemara explains, because if you think that whenever there are shayores mitzuyos, that's enough reason for Rabba to say that you can't assume that this is the get that you were given, even if you don't know for a fact that there's someone else by that same name, That can't be, because if that's what your assumption is, kasha d'Rava ad Rava, I would have a stira within Rava himself. In other words, we're trying to prove now that when does Rava say that if you lost the get for a long period of time and you subsequently find it, you can't assume it's yours if you're in a busy, traveled place. We're trying to prove that that's only correct if you know that there's someone else by the same name in town. But if you don't know there's someone else by that same name in town, then you don't have to worry about the possibility of this being someone else's get. And how can I prove that? Because we have the following story. Dahu Gita. There was a get. Dishtakach Beidina de Rav Huna. That was found in the Beis Din of Rav Huna. And the get had written in it the following line. B'shaviri Masa Da'al Rachis Nahara. This get was written in the town of Shaviri along the banks of the river of Rachis. Okay. Much like you write in a get here in Queens. In Queens along the East River. So they wrote in Shaviri along the Rachis River. So apparently someone had lost a get and found it in the Beis Din of Rav Huna. The Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, nope, you can't just assume that it's yours because chashinan l'shnei shviri. Maybe we should be concerned that there's two towns by that same name of Shviri, and maybe this was not the get that you were given, but the get that someone else had written up. Maybe it's not yours. That was Rav Huna's concern. So the Omar le Rav Chista l'Rabba, Rav Chista said to Rabba, these were talmidim of Rav Huna, pok v'ayin ba. Go research this shaila, to the orsa boila minach, because Rav Huna, because tonight Rav Huna is going to ask you, you know, what'd you find? Do we have to be concerned that this is someone else's get from a different place with the same name of Shviri? So nafak dok v'ashkach, Rabba went researching and found the following proof. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, kol maisa based in hareze yachzir. Any shtar that is mekuyim and based in, you can give back to the apparent owner. Meaning, whereas when you have a shtar halva, let's say, for example, you can't assume that just because the shtar says Reuven lent money to Shimon, okay, therefore I give the shtar back to Reuven. Because we're always worried, maybe Shimon wrote up the shtar, planning on asking Reuven for a loan, at the last minute decided, you know what, I'll manage without it. But if the shtar is mekuyim, which means that it was already brought to Beis Din, and Beis Din ascertained that the Edom who signed it were authentic and that this really happened, if that's the case, this Mishnah says, you can give the shtar hava back to the malveh. Because who, if not the malveh, would go to the effort of authenticating a shtar in Beis Din? Clearly, if it was mekuyim in Beis Din, it was brought to Beis Din by the malveh after the loan was made, and he wants to ensure that the shtar won't be challenged anymore, so he wants to get it approved by Beis Din. So if you find a shtar that's mekuyim in Beis Din, at that point you can already assume that the transaction occurred, and you can give the shtar to the malveh, let's say, for example.
And we can assume that it wasn't paid off, because correct, the person yes. who borrowed it would have taken the shtar,
torn it up, right. So the Gemara asks, okay, so Rav Huna here was wondering whether we should be choshesh that this get was from a different Shaviri city. And Rabba went and proved that we're not choshesh that it was from a different Shaviri city. You can return the get to the person who apparently belongs to, because anytime a shtar is mekuyim and based in, we're not choshesh that it's somebody else's shtar. And we're not choshesh that it was written up before a transaction occurred. That's what Rabba proved.
Just because they found it in the Beis Din of Rav Huna?
So the fact that it was a shtar mekuyim proves that the transaction occurred, the halva occurred. And what apparently is the case is that Rabba wasn't worried about the possibility of it being somebody else's shtar. Right? He just was worried about the possibility that maybe the shtar was written up but wasn't acted upon. So Rabba said, well, once it's a shtar mekuyim, that means it was acted upon, you can give it to the apparent owner of the shtar. But it's also clear that Rabba was not worried about the possibility that it's somebody else's shtar. So the Gemara therefore picks up on that. The Gemara says, well, Avuna is based, it was a popular place. People came for Dine Torah, etc. Vikapashit Yachzir. And Rabbi still said, oh, since the shtar is makuyam, that means it was acted upon and you can give it back to the owner of the shtar. He wasn't worried about the possibility that maybe somebody else's shtar. So Alma must be, you see from here. Yehuchzuku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon Be'ir Achas in V'ilolo. If you know there's two Yosef Ben Shimons in the same town, then you worry that maybe it's somebody else's shtar. But if you don't know that there's two Yosef Ben Shimons in the same town, then you don't have to be worried that maybe there's a possibility that there is. And you can give the shtar back, provided you know which of the two parties the shtar belongs to. So what we're showing here is as follows. We had a stira. When someone loses a shtar and finds it after a long period of time passes, can you assume it's yours, or you choshish it's somebody else's? So opposite, it depends. If it's a popular, often traveled route, then you have to be choshish it's somebody else's. You can't reclaim it as your own. If it's a relatively quiet kind of place where people don't pass by frequently, then you can assume, even after a long period of time, that it's your shtar and you can keep it. And the Gemara has added to that, that even if it's a often traveled route and you can't give it back because maybe it's somebody else's, that's only true if we happen to know that in this town there are two guys by the same name. So Gemara now adds to that, Abad Rabba Uvda Bahu Gita Dishtakach Bekisna Bepumadiso Kishmaite. And Rabba, in fact, paskind with regard to a get that was found in the Bekisna, the flax house of Pumbadisa, like his psak. What does that mean? Ikidami, some say, Beduchta Hecha de Taru Kisna. Bekisna means the place where they would soak flax in Pumbadisa. The Afagav de Huxaku, and even if they knew there were two people in Pumbadisa by the same name, but nonetheless, to lo shchichan shayarsa, since the flax soaking location was not a popular tourist destination, so there was no need to be chosh that somebody else dropped the shtar there. Vigilam, some say what Bekisna means is beduchta de mezavnikis, that's the flax market. That is a popular place. But he still returned the get to the person who dropped it because vahusha lohuchsaku. It was a scenario whereby there was no knowledge of someone else by that same name in town. And despite the fact that there were many people coming and going, but if it wasn't huchsaku, shnei yosef ben shimon be'ir achas, you can still return the get to the person who thinks he dropped it. So the Gemara now, at this point, just to pause and summarize, the Gemara posed a stira between our Mishnah and Gittin, the Mishnah in Bav Metzia. The stira was, someone drops a get and finds it, after a long period of time passes, can he take it back and assume it's his? Or are we choshish that it's somebody else's shtar who has the same name? So Rabbi says, it depends. If it's a frequently traveled route, we're choshish that it's somebody else's shtar and you can't reclaim it. And the Gemara adds, dafka, if we know there are two guys in town by this name. Whereas if it's not a frequently traveled route, then Rabbi says, no concerns, it's somebody else's. You can take it back and assume that it's yours. Reb Zera Rami Masnisina Braiso Mishani. Reb Zera asked a similar stira, but not between our Mishnah in Gittin and the Mishnah in Bav Metzia, but between our Mishnah in Gittin and a Braiso in Bav Metzia. And he also answered the stira in a similar fashion. What was his stira? As follows. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Hamevi get the Avad Hemenu or Shliach, bringing a get who loses it in Matzah la'alter kashiv and la'afa. So if he finds it immediately, he can take it back, assume it's his. If not, he can't, because maybe it's somebody else's. Raminu, ask your stira. The Braisa says in Bav Metzia, Matzah get Isha Bashuk. You find the get of a woman in the street. This man Shabal Moda. The husband concedes that, yes, I wrote the get and I want to give it to her. It'll be my shliach to give it to her. Then, yachsal isha, give it to the woman. Ein aval moda, if the husband says, no, don't give it to her, then lo yachser, you can't give it lo lezev lo lezev, to neither party. Meaning, certainly can't give it to her because he's claiming I don't want to give it to her. But you can't even give it to him. Because maybe the truth is, he already gave it to her. Maybe she's divorced. Maybe she has the right to demand ksuba. And if you give it to him, he'll pull that out as proof that, no, I don't owe her the ksuba. And even if she brings aid that the witnesses say that we saw the get given to her, but he'll say, but the fact that she gave me back the get proves that I don't owe the ksuba anymore. So you can't give it to either party, says the Mishnah, if the husband's not in agreement that it belongs to the woman. That's the b'risa above Matzia. So b'zeres medayik on b'beis. Oh, that implies this man shabal moda. But the implication of the b'risa is that if the husband concedes that you should give it to the woman, then yach mias, in that case at least, yach shalisha, you do give it to her. But the b'risa sounds like, as long as the husband concedes, I want you to give the get to my wife, you should give it to her, no matter how much time has passed from the time the get was lost until it was found again. So doesn't that imply that even if a long period of time has passed, you can still assume it's the get that you lost? That's against our Mishnah. Mishani, Shabzera answers, very similar to Rabbah. Kan b'makom shashiras mitzuyos. Our Mishnah, which says that if a long period of time has passed from when the shliach loses the get till he finds the get, you can't take it back because maybe it's not yours. That's talking about a case with the shayos mitzuyos. This is a very commonly traveled route. So maybe somebody else dropped the get with the same names as the one that you were working for. Whereas Khan, b'makom she'ena shayos mitzuyos, the b'risa of mitzia, which says as long as the husband's mode, I want you to give it to my wife, you give it to her, no matter how much time has passed, that's if it's a not such a frequently traveled location. So there's no chashash that it's somebody else's get. That's a b'zera's teretz. And then within a b'zera, ikadami, some say, v'hu shehuchsuku, hu udelo lahader, that even when it's a makam shashayaras mitzuyos, that b'zera said, v'choshish, you can't take it because maybe it's somebody else's get. That's only true if we know there are two guys by this same name in town, behind the Rabbah, exactly as Rabbah said. Because I mean, some say no, that according to Bzeira, he differs from Rabbah a little bit in that he will say as follows. Even if you don't know that there are two people by the same name in town, Lolahadar, you still have to be choshesh that if it's Shayoras Mitsuyos, maybe it's someone else's get. You cannot give it back to the person who gave it to. You cannot give it to the woman who you were intended to give it to. Upliga to Rabbah. And if that's true, then Reb Zera is against Rabbah on that particular prat. Okay, so this is, again, a stira asked by Rabbah between the Mishnah Gittin and the Mishnah Bav Metzia. A stira asked by Reb Zera between the Mishnah Gittin and the Braisin Bav Metzia. Both answer that only choshesh at someone else's get if it's a makam shashayaras mitsuyos. But if it's not shayaras mitsuyos, then we're not choshesh at someone else's get. Rabbah held that even if it's makam shashayaras mitzuyos, we're only choshesh that someone else's get if you know there are two guys in town by the same name and the wives have the same name. Huchsuku shnei Yosef mitshim and birachas. And Abzeira, two different versions of the Gemara. Does he also hold like that added component and criterion of Rabbah? They're only choshesh if it's shayaras mitzuyos and huchsuku shnei Yosef mitshim and birachas. Or does he only require the Shiras Mitzuyos to be choshesh that somebody else's get? And even if it's not Huchsuku, Shnei Yosef and Shemi Birachas, he'll still be choshesh. So now the Gemara is just trying to figure out why did Rabbah pose the question from the Mishnah above Mitzia, whereas Abzera posed the question from the Braisa above Mitzia. So the Gemara says, Bishlama de Rabbah, lo amak Abzera. I understand that Rabbah did not pose the question from the Braisa as Reb Zera did, because Masnisin Alim Lelakshuye. Because it's always a stronger question if you can ask a stira in Mishnayos, rather than to ask a stira from a Braisa to a Mishnah. El Reb Zera, my time alama karaba. But why did Reb Zera choose to ask his stira from the Braisa and not to ask the stira from the Mishnah as Rabbah did? So Reb Zera will answer you, there's a reason why I didn't ask the stira from the Mishnah above Metzia, because I don't think that the Mishnah above Metzia is as troubling in terms of the question you think it poses. What was the question? The Mishnah above Metzia said that if you find a get isha, don't give it back to either party, because maybe the husband wrote it and decided not to use it. That's the Mishnah above Metzia. So we were medayek. That sounds like if the husband says, yes, give it to my wife, then you give it to her. And we added, apparently, even if a long period of time has passed from when you lost it until you found it. So that was Rav Stiva. So Rav Zera says, Mik Sani im Omar Tinu Nosnin Vafil Zma Meruba? Does the Mishnah of Metzia say that if the husband concedes, yes, I want you to give the get to my wife, so you should do so, even if a long period of time has passed? Doesn't say that. Dilma, maybe the correct diuk in that Mishnah is as follows. Im Amra Tznur Nosnin, yes, if the husband says give the get to my wife, you do so, but only kidekayim on the altar, only within that time frame that our Mishnah says, you can assume it's yours if you lost it and found it right away. Right, there's no proof the Mishnah of Metzia is arguing that particular prat in our Mishnah. So Bezer argued that the Mishnah of Metzia is not as troubling as the Braisa of Metzia is. Because the Braisa of Metzia says explicitly, if the husband concedes, I want you to give the get to my wife, then you give it to the wife. That the Mishnah says, the Braisa says explicitly. So that clearly implies just give it. No questions asked, no matter how much longer it's been from the time you lost until you found it. So that's more of a strong kasha on our Mishnah and Gittin, according to Bzera. Okay, fine. So that's how Bzera and Rabbah dealt with this stira between the Mishnah and Gittin and the Mishnah with the Braisa in Bav Metzia. Rabbi Yirmi Amar. Rabbi Yirmi gives a different teretz to the stira. Again, the stira is, our Mishnah says you can only assume the get is yours if you find it right away after losing it. But from those sources in Bava Metzia, it seems like even if a long period of time has passed, we're not choshesh that it's somebody else's get. So Rima says, you know why? Could go into Kamri Edim, because the Edim in the case in Bava Metzia are saying, Me'olam lo chasamnu ella al get echad shal Yosef bin Shimon. The Mishnah and Braisa in Bava Metzia, which seem to allow you to assume this is your get, no matter how long it's been lost for, that's only true when the Edim state definitively that we've never signed more than one get for a person by this name. In other words, what was the stira? The stira was that the Mishnah in Gittin says, if you lose a get and find it, after a long period of time passes, you can't assume it's yours, maybe it's somebody else's. And the Mishnah Bava Metzia was assuming that you lose a get and find it. You are allowed to assume it's your get, no matter how much time has passed from when you lost it till you found it. That was our stira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is answering, you know why in Bava Metzia we're not worried that it's someone else's get that you found after a long period of time passed since you lost it? That's because the Mishnah of Metzia is a case where the Edim who signed the get are telling you, listen, we know we never signed more than one get for this guy by this name. Well, then clearly, if Yosef and Shimon gave you a get to give his wife, and you lost it and you find it, and the Edim who signed it tell you, don't worry, we never signed a get for any other Yosef and Shimon. Well, then obviously this is the one get they signed, to get that your mishaleach, your husband, gave you to give to his wife. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's teretz.
But maybe it was a different get with two different edim.
Oh. Meaning, you're saying, even though I know that my edim
were two Yosef and Moshe's. Yosef and Shimon.
Meaning, the husband who gave me the get is named Yosef and Shimon. And this get says Yosef and Shimon. The edim who signed my get were Moshe ben Yaakov and Daniel ben Aryeh. And the Edom on this get are Moshe and Daniel. And those Edom tell me, we only signed a get for one guy by this name. So Rabbi says, nothing to worry about. Right? So the Gemara says, Yehachi Malamemra. Well, if the Edom who signed the get that you lost and that you found are telling you, we never signed a get for more than one guy by this name, then isn't it obvious that this is clearly the get you lost? The Gemara says, no. Ma'od Seima, you might have said that if you lost the get for a long period of time, and then you find it, Leichish, maybe you should be worried, Dilma Isrami, Shma Kishma, Ve'edim Ke'edim. Maybe This is somebody else's get. And it's someone else who had the same name as the man who gave you the get, Yosef ben Shimon. And the Edom who signed the get are two other Edom who have the same name as your Edom. That's what you're saying. Maybe the concern should be as follows. I know I was given a get by Yosef ben Shimon to give to his wife, Shprinza Bas Nechama. And I find the get that says, oh, the husband Yosef ben Shimon wrote a get for his wife, Shprinza Bas Nechama. And the Edom who signed my get, Dino Ben Aryeh, Shmuel Ben Yaakov, they tell me, yeah, we only signed one get for someone by the name Shprinza Bas Nechama. This is clear that you're a get. We didn't sign any other such get for anybody else. You might think, no, maybe there's another couple in town by that same name as the husband and the wife, and two other Edom in town by the same name as these two Edom. And maybe your Edom only signed one such get, but those Edom by the same name signed a different such get. Maybe therefore there's reason to be choshesh that this is somebody else's get. That's what Birim is telling me. No, that's not really so reasonable. In other words, we never choshesh if you lose a get and find it, no matter how long has passed. But if the Edom who signed your get tell you we only signed one such get for this couple by this name, we're not worried that there are other two Edom in town by the same name as your Edom who signed a get for another couple by the same name as your couple. That much we're not worried about. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyahu is talking
about. We're not worried that the other get, the possible other get with the Yosef ben Shimon, is two different Edom, not with the same names. We're not worried about that because the guy who's delivering it was there when he saw it.
So we're not worried that maybe there is another couple in town by the same name, and maybe there are two other Edom in town by the same name as your Edom.
No, let's say it's not Edom. They're not the same Edom.
No, so if the names of the Edom are different, then there's never concern. Clearly, if you pick up the get that you lost and you find that the same Edom that signed your get are on this paper, right, then that's your get. What we're saying is I might have thought that the whole concern begins where I lost a get, I find a get. The get I lost and the get I found have all the same names, husband, wife, and Edom.
And the
all the same names.
Shliach knows exactly what's written in there.
Right.
Because he saw it. He wasn't just giving it to him.
Yes, right, correct. Yes, that's correct.
Witnessed
right?
It or,
the Shliach knows that the get I was given had the name of this husband, the name of this wife, the name of these Edom.
Right, okay.
And he lost the get and he finds the get. And all the same names are there. Ordinarily, we're worried maybe the same Edom who signed this get for your couple signed another get for a couple by the same name.
Mm.
That's the concern, right?
Okay.
So what Rabbi Yirmiyahu is saying is that, but if the Edom who signed your get tell you we never signed any other get for any other such couple by this name, well then, rest assured, this is your get.
It's your get, for sure.
The Chiddush, the Gemara is saying is that I might have thought, okay, maybe the guys who signed my get are correct. They only signed one such get for one such for this couple by this name. But maybe there are other people in town, not just a husband and wife by the same name, but two Edom with the same names. And maybe, yeah, the Edom who signed my get are correct. They never signed a get for anybody by the same name. But the other Edom by the same name signed a get for somebody else by the same name. Maybe this is somebody else's get. That's Rabbi Yirmiyahu's Chiddush. No, come on, we're not worried for that. In other words, you're really worried about the possibility there's another get in town for another couple by the same name with two other Edom by the same name? That much we're not worried about. That's Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Next. Mavashi says, you know when we're not choshesh? Maybe this is somebody else's get? Could go into Ka'amar if the shliach can tell us, nekav yesh bo b'tzados plonis. The get that I was given has a hole alongside a certain letter. And you find the get, and there it is, a hole alongside that certain letter. Dehavale sim muvok. That's an irrefutable simon. That's a clear cut proof that this is the same get. That will never happen just to be true for two getsim. The dafka betzados plonis to have a listen and muvuk. And even Rav Ashi though was only saying this if you can identify that yes, there was a hole on my get alongside a certain letter. That's a simon muvuk. That's a simon that you can rely upon that there's no chance that there's another get that had the exact same hole alongside the exact same letter. But if the shliach tells you, yeah, this is my get because my get also had a hole in it somewhere, and this get has a hole in it somewhere. And that's a simen, but it's not really a perfect simen, and that you couldn't rely upon. Why? Because Masaf Klevashi isn't 100% confident or certain. When we say simonim, that you can return a lost object with a simen, ida oraisa, is that a din da oraisa? Ida rabbanon, is that a din da rabbanon? In other words, by Hashavas Aveda, is this my watch that I lost that you found? I give you a simen, because I'll say, return the watch, it's his. But it could be that that's only a proof on a derabbanon level. Okay, by Mamanis, Chazal can say, good enough, give it back to him. Eishes ish, to matter nisa deraisa eishes ish, to say that, yeah, there's a simen on the get that makes it clear that it's mine. If such a simen only works on a derabbanon level, you can't make an assumption, oh, this is the right get, give it back to him and divorce the woman. Only if it's a simen muvok, which works on a deraisa level, you know, this is such a klar simen, there's no possibility this is somebody else's get, because then you can rely on it to give it back to the shliach to divorce the wife. Rabba Bar Bachana Irkas Legita Bei Midrasha. Rabba Bar Bachana once lost a get in the Beis Medrash. Amar, he announced, Isimana, if you find the get and you have a simen in it, Isli Begabe, I have a simen to prove that it's mine. Itvias Eina, and if you're going to ask me if I can recognize the get, Isli Begabe, I can recognize it. So I guess he knows that he lost the get, they found the get. And he said, listen, I can prove that's mine because I have both a simen and I have tvias ayin. So Gemara says, Ahadrun Elis, they gave it back to him. So Amar, so Rabba Bar Bachana subsequently said, Loidana, I just don't know which of the two was convincing for them. Imishum Simon Ahadrua, did they give it back to me because I gave him a simen for it? Because Sabri Simon Deraisa, and they're assuming that Simon and work on Deraisa level. Imishum tvias ayin, or maybe they give it back to me because I said I recognize it. So Gemara concludes, V'dafka serve my Rabbanon. The Tvias Ayin would only be a valid reason to return the get when you're dealing with the Talmud Chacham. Well, Inish Ba'am Alo, but Stam a person, you can't give him back a get on the basis of him claiming I recognize it alone. Because his Tosa says maybe he's lying. You know, how do you know that he really recognizes it? So that you can't rely upon it. Because this is the Gemara's conclusion of this discussion. Once again, you lose a get that you were sent to deliver. You find it right away, you can take it back for some of it's yours. You find it after a long period of time elapses, so then it depends. If it's a makam, she'ain, she'yaras mitzios, Rabba and Abzera say, you can take it back even after a long period of time passes. If it's a makam, she'yaras mitzios, so Rabba says, if it's huch sekush ne'yosef and shim b'yarachas, you can't take it back. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, if you lose a get for a long period of time, you can never take it back unless the Edim tell you that we never signed any other get for someone by this name. In which case, then you can take it back because it's clearly your get. And Abasha says, if you lose the get a long period of time, but you can give us some Simamuvuk to prove that it's yours, then we give it back to you. Not a question. It's definitely yours. Okay, two dots. Tana Brother Baisa says, what is considered a long period of time after which the Mishnah would say you can't assume the get is yours? Abnasan says, if a long enough time has passed from when you lost the get, that a caravan would have had the ability to come by, camp out, that is enough time already that we assume that maybe this is someone else's shtar. Rabshim ben Lazomer, Kedei Shehe Adam Omed Baroa, Shlo Abar Sham Adam. Shimon ben Lazar says that it's not an amount of time that passes, but it's depends upon the following. As long as you know that there's been someone keeping watch and no one else has passed by since you lost the get, then you can still assume that this get is yours. Third opinion, v'yesh omen shelo shaha adam sham. Some say that you need to know that no one has come by and waited around there. Then you can still assume that's your get. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says, k'te luchtov as a get. If enough time has passed that a get can be written from start to finish, that's too much time already to assume that this is still your get. Yitzchak Omer, de la Croso. All depends upon whether enough time has passed that you could read the get. Chaim Omer, others say, de la Kosvo ve la Croso. Only if enough time has passed that you could have written and read the get. So these are various opinions as to what's considered too much time, after which you can't assume that this is your get anymore. Then the Braisa adds, Afilu Shah, but even if a long period of time passes, however, you have a simon muvok in the get, that it's yours, made them all of. So then, that proves that this is your get. What does that mean? To Omri, for example, someone says, Nekeb Yeshbo Betzad Osplonis. I know this is my get because my get had a hole alongside this particular letter, and you look at the get, and there it is. That's proof that this is your get, no matter how much time has passed since you lost it. However, Ein Me'idin Asimane Haguf. But you can't prove that this is your get that you lost based on physical description of the get. For example, to Omri, that people would say, Aruch, it's a long scroll. The goats, it's a short scroll. That's not a real simon because, as Rashi says, those are common enough features that someone else might have had the same feature in his get. That doesn't prove that it's yours. It's not unique enough to prove that this is your get. Okay, I'll stop here at the last line. Pick up here tomorrow, the Ezras Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good day to all.
Thank you.